and a terrific play by Kucha with 5:21 to go in the first quarter. The Titans lead 12-0.
They'll go for two here after missing that extra point. And here's Kucha. Fakes to Tolley. He's got a man wide open. It's caught for two. Dayton Keller on the two-point conversion attempt.
Keller was the man out of the backfield in motion. And, again, it's tough to cover those kids out of the backfield. Kucha faked left, rolled to his right, hit Dayton Keller on the right side of the end zone for the two-point conversion. And now with 5:21 to go in the first, Lumen Christi 14, Waterville nothing.
Quick timeout, 30 break, right back on WKHM.
Tired of raking leaves? Well then, this fall, rake in the deals at Peterson Jewelers. Christmas is coming. Time to turn your gold into cash and use towards something new at Peterson Jewelers. They have a beautiful selection of engagement rings that will make her heart melt. And Peterson Jewelers also offers layaways. Peterson Jewelers, making every moment count this holiday season. On Wildwood, right across from the parlor. Peterson Jewelers, winner of Best Jeweler in Jackson Magazine's 2017 Best of Jackson Awards.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
We're back here, and the Titans have recovered again. The low kick hit one of the Waterville players. He dropped it. Lumen all over him on the kick team. They recover at the 42-yard line. Do you believe it?
This is something. Now, we can't really complain too much about missing a PAT kick when your kick teams can get you two straight onside kick type opportunities and get the ball back. So those bouncing kicks have worked out very nicely for the Titans. With a 14-0 lead and 5:12 to go in the first quarter, they get the ball back at Waterville 42.
Two tight ends. Kucha out of the gun. Back to throw. That would have been intercepted, but it was tipped away by Pickens. That was going right to the defender there. He would have picked it. Pickens knocked it right out of his hand.
The tall, slender Lamarius Smith was right there. Pickens just tipped it away. You kind of had a feeling Lumen Christi was going to do that on first down after a quick change like that, because you can strike quick and all of a sudden they're in good shape. Ball's in. They're obviously in four down zone here at the 42. It's going to be second and 10.
14-0, Lumen, second and 10. There's the little jet sweep. Tolan, 40, 35. Tolan has a first down to the 30-yard line. Sebastian Tolan.
Taken down by Wade and Bell.
That little jet sweep there, and Tolan got some good blocking by the right side of the Titan front.
So there's
that was both tight ends who shifted to that side with Ian Williams.
So there's your 12 yards on first down to get another first down at the Waterville 30.
From the 30-yard line, Kyle Mender breaks tackles. He's inside the 25 to the 23-yard line.
That big old tackle, Eric Carrer, on the stop, number 70. And I have a suspicion that Waterville has not seen an offensive ground game like as hard running as Mender, and with that decent offensive line, you can see they might be able to wear him down a little bit.
And when you cheat up, Tom, you can get smoked out in that secondary.
Right, and the worst thing for Waterville is if Lumen Christi can control the ball on the ground and keep the ball away from them.
Exactly. Here's Tolan. He's got a first down. He's inside the 20-yard line to about the 19 or so. That's right at the 19. Got the first down by about a yard. And with 4 minutes to go, first quarter, the Titans already leading 14-0. They are in the red zone. Smith, Maynard, Pelletier, Bolin, and Williams up front with the two big tight ends. They throw it out here to Keller. 15, Keller the 10-yard line before he's dragged down.
Nice gain of about five there by Dayton Keller. A little stand-up pass in the left flat. He's a good big target, catches the ball nicely, possibly underutilized throughout the season, but now's an awful good time to be doing it.
Exactly. 9 yards. Anthony Wade made the stop for Water Valete, but it's second down, just a yard here for the Titans. Hunter Denton in at one of the tight ends. Big number 80. They slip it down, just pound their way to the 5-yard line. First and goal, Titans.
Anthony Wade again on the stop for Water Valete.
Down to about the 6-yard
quick
line.
Snap there, and they slipped it off to Kyle Minder down to the 6-yard line. First and goal, Lumen.
Nice fullback dive at 4 over right guard. Boy, again, you marvel at the Titan offensive line, the job that they've done in being able to control this line of scrimmage. Not just tonight, but the entire season. And, boy, they've really grown into a good unit. There's 4 seniors and a sophomore.
Troy Kucha on first down. Kyle Minder driving. Still going. He's down to about the 1.
Well, he's undeterred. He actually got knocked off his pins a little bit, but kept driving. And
he was just going sideways.
Yeah, he was kind of inching his way up to the end zone. Got to within about a yard.
Kerr and Kinsler on the stop.
Maybe 2.
Chizik in there to help.
Just about the... between the 2 and the 1.
Troy Kucha over to the sideline getting the call from head coach Herb Brogan, who got it from upstairs just above us here, assistant coach Sean Brogan.
The tailback is Nick Thomas. Whistling a timeout here for Lumen. Herb came out, took a timeout to talk it over.
Will be timeout.
Second and goal. Titans. Let's take a quick break, 30 break, and we're right back on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Denny's new seasonal pancakes give you a taste of the holidays, even if it is a little early. Along with the taste of the holidays with pumpkin cream, cranberry orange, and white chocolate raspberry, we're going to give you some sounds of the holidays.
Ho, ho, ho!
Now some smells of the holidays. This probably wasn't a great idea for radio. Just use your imagination. Pumpkin cream. Get a taste of the holidays with Denny's new holiday pancake lineup. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Greg O'Connor, Tom Ratchford, Josh Ankrell. Buck 52 left in the first quarter. Titans sniffing that end zone. They give it to Minder. Looks like he's there. Wow.
Minder on the carry.
He went right over the pile, and you could see the ball hit the goal line, but he didn't get much of a break there from the official. And it'll be third and goal.
It's only a couple of inches. The nose of the ball can't be more than 2-3 inches from the goal line. Minute and 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Clock is running. Lumen Christi leads 14-0 over Water Valete in the district Division 6 regional.
Quick snap, and there's the touchdown, Troy Kucha. And the Titans are up 20-0, a minute to go here in the first quarter.
106 to go in the first. Troy Kucha's second rushing touchdown of the day, a 1-yard run. And, man, it's just really taking all the starch right out of Water Valete. Although, you know, they can come back. They score 50-something points a game.
Yeah.
But so you're never out of it. But, boy, this.
Titans will go for two. And Kucha pitches it to Nick Thomas. Nick cuts it up, and he's in for two. Titans up 22-0.
Two-point conversion by Nick Thomas.
Nick Thomas, the backup tailback for the two-pointer. And he just muscled his way, and a couple defenders hit him at about the one, and Tommy split right through him.
Yeah, I thought he was going to go wider, but Thomas is a tough kid. He decided to plant his foot and stay head into the end zone without trying to beat his man to the pylon.
We'll keep it right here. Let's see if Water Valley can recover a kick here.
Well, there's no sense in kicking it deep. What they've been doing, and remember, over the years, one of the things that we've kind of griped about is a lot of times Lubin Christie gives up a lot of yardage on kickoff returns, so why kick it deep, especially to those kids that are so good? That's Bryant Keith back there deep for Water Valley. You don't want the ball in his hands. Bounce it around a little bit, and even if they get it.
The last two kicks, Water Valley has not been able to cover them, and Lumen's recovered. And now it's 22-0. Here's Cam White. He kicks it deep. There's Keefe. They flip it back. Kind of a reverse, and Lumen pounds him down at the 29-yard line. Titans number four, Tanner Martinez.
Panthers will be first and 10.
Actually, it was number four, Jacob Aldrich for Water Valley on the Keefe caught it and went to his left, and Aldrich came from the left to the right. He flipped it to him, actually, as the preferred way that Water Valley likes to run the reverse.
So a first down, Water Valley. It seems like they haven't had the ball in about an hour here.
Titans take a timeout.
Titans had only 10 on the field. They take a timeout.
Whether you win or lose, it's how much fun you have.
Take a break. 30 break. We're right back. 22-0 Lumen on WKHM, WKHM.com.
The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Now through November, joint fees are just $5. When you're a member of the Y, you pay just $16 per month for unlimited exercise classes like TRX, Y-Spin, Pound, Yoga, Zumba, Insanity, Kick, and Aqua Exercise. There's free child watch and Y members also receive discounts on youth programs. Register your child now for bus-in, after-school youth sports, swim lessons, and gymnastics. And ask about the new discounted youth memberships. Learn more at jacksonymca.org or call 782-0537.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Well, here we go. Water Valley down 22 points. Safe to say that hasn't happened this year. And Pickens back. Looking, they try to set up a screen. Lumen has that defended beautifully at the 30-yard line. And a dog pile there. They looks like they lost about a yard.
Pass to Keith. Gets a short gain.
You know, they spotted outside the 30, so give them a yard, second down and nine. Zach Pickens has a running back now, Dylan Lynch, in the backfield. Might be the final play of the quarter. Pickens rolling. There's a flag. Pickens is hit, and Minder knocks him down right at the 30. We do have a flag.
Pickens keeps on the
that's
play.
Holding against Water Valley. Lumen got in that backfield like in a hurry, but Pickens is very, very shifty and
he's
quick.
Nice player. That's no. He's the one that really looks to be at the level of his accolades that we've heard about. But Water Valley's moving backwards.
All the way back. About the 16-yard line.
It will be second and about 20.
Second and 23 with Pickens back out of that gun.
Second and 24.
Clock running. We're down to 5 seconds. They get a snap. Blitz on. And he's going to be hit in the backfield. Looming all over Pickens.
Taken down by Miner.
Nailed at the 13-yard line.
Cam White.
Nick Thomas blitzed off the corner.
Yes, Nick Thomas off the left corner. The other kids, I think it might have even been 20, Kamal Harris on the stop as an all-out blitz, again by Joe Williams and the Titans. They throw Watervliet again for a loss.
Titans 22, Panthers 0.
22-0. Let's take a break. Back in a minute on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Acceleration, speed, agility. Total Performance Training Center, where you go to improve your speed, strength, and self-confidence. The more you put in, the more you get out. Their goal is to help every participant get better, no matter what your level is when you come through the door. Maximize your potential with Total Performance Training Center. Every sport, every level. Programs for all athletes, not just all-stars. Total Performance Training, Jackson. TPTC is a subsidiary of Orthopedic Rehab Specialists. Find us on social media and TotalPerformanceJackson.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Watervliet on third and 23. They throw a pass for about 5 yards, and Kyle Minder and Nick Thomas just destroy the receiver, Ryan Chizik. And it's going to be a fourth and about 20. This team does not like to kick. If they give it right back to Lumen down here,
we'll bring up fourth and about 20.
You can order the pizza. Pickens, quick kick, and it's straight up in the air. And gets a good bounce for Watervliet to about the 45.
Pickens kicks it.
Wow. Time out of town.
It will be
in Division 3 over at Grand Haven, Muskegon. At the end of one quarter, Muskegon leads DeWitt 21-0. River Rouge leads Bloomfield Hills, Cranbrook, Kingswood 7-0 in Division 4. Also in Division 4 down here, Edwardsburg leads Lansing Sexton 14-6. Breckenridge and Lake City are scoreless in Division 7. Mendon leads Climax Scott 7-0. And Michigan State is just getting hammered by Ohio State. I think Dirk said it was 35-0.
Here's Nick Thomas. Boy, he might be. He went down very awkwardly there.
Thomas.
Got a couple yards. Might not see a lot of Tolan the rest of the game. Of course, he was nursing a twisted ankle. Along with Walker Plate, I'm not sure we've seen Plate out there either today. Well, 2 yards there for Thomas, second down, 8. Lumen shifts into a little pro set. Kucha back to throw it. Keller's got it. First down, 40-yard line. Dayton Keller.
Pass to Keller is complete.
Just dragged over the middle, and a good throw by Kucha. The coverage was actually very good. And Kucha threw a perfect pass to Keller.
Just enough passing to keep things moving, and you're playing without Sebastian Tolan. White's done a good job.
Tolan's back in.
He is back in.
From the 39-yard line. Here's Minder. He rolls down to the 31.
That's a pretty good football run right up the gut. A fullback dive at 4 by Kyle Minder.
Andy Hawley looks a little chilly. Looks like he's taking a break here from his duties.
That will bring up second and one.
Is it my imagination, or did this place warm up a little bit with all the hot air being spewed?
A lot of it. 22-0 Lumen. They have a second down and a yard near the Water Valete 30. Minder should have a first down. He does at about the 28-yard line. Not much there.
Minder takes the carry.
Water Valete stacked that up nicely, but he only needed a yard. Fair. And he got about 2.5.
Hank Kinsler. That will bring up a first down.
I don't know why the clock is stopping all the time. 28-yard line and a first down, Lumen. 9 minutes to go in the first half. Cooch on first down. Hands it off. Running room. Off right tackle. Was that Tolan, I believe? It was Sebastian down to the 23. Pickup of six.
Anthony Wade on the stop for Water Valete. Not until he got 6 yards right up the gut again. That's kind of impressed me with Tolan, is that he can run the ball up the middle as well as going wide into the outside. Terrific open field runner. But he's done an excellent job between the tackles.
8.5 till halftime. Minder rolls for a first down, 13-yard line.
You know, Greg, in this day and age of everybody playing pretty boy football with spreads all over the field, Titans, two tight ends, could have been an unbalanced line. It was a power eye right, the old goal line right formation that used to be run by the late, great Jim Crowley. And you run that fullback right off the right side and get yourself 6, 7, 8 yards of crack. You control this offensive line, controls the line, controls the game.
They pitch to Nick Thomas. Cuts inside the 10, the 5, touchdown, Lumen. 13 yards, Nick Thomas.
Thomas on the carry.
It is 29-0.
That was the same offensive formation, but now instead of pounding it to the right, it was a toss sweep to the left with Thomas. He outran the flank because they got all of the Water Valete kids tightened up because of the tight formation, and he just simply got some nice blocking over on the left side. Good block on the force man by the left tight end. I think the left tight end is... I know Keegan Smith's a tackle over there, but he outran the flank.
Go for two. They pitch it. Thomas dropped it. Now he picks it up, and he'll go down way back at the 20-yard line.
Two-point conversion is no good.
I think that was kind of a bad pitch by Kucha, a little bit behind Nick. He had to run out to the 20 to get it. But it's 28-0. We're back in a minute on WKHM, WKHM.com.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit White'sRestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event. From weddings to holiday parties, White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance protects over 2.5 million properties? Well, over 400 of those properties are bakeries, and because their claims are handled quickly, they're able to focus on what they do best, which is very important to cookie connoisseur Cody Howell.
More cookies, please.
Auto owners insurance. The no problem people.
Call Carmella Clintworth, Steve Mazarek, Nikki Devers, or Vicki Topa at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Pretty good run back on the kick by Brian Keefe to the 40.
I'd just as soon have the ball bounce around a little bit than have that, because that, all you need is one misstep, and he can go the distance.
Panthers, first and 10 at the 40.
Water Valete at their own 40-yard line. with the first down. They're down 28. Pickens back to throw. Fires caught. Up over the 50 into Lumen territory, 49-yard line. Garrett Matthews on the catch.
That'll bring up a Panther first down.
And a first down at the Lumen, 49. Pickens going to run up the middle. He's into the secondary. Hit hard, about a yard short of a first down.
I think that was Joe Barrett, number five, on the top. A beautiful head and shoulder tackle right at the 40-yard line of Lumen Christie.
Lumen shuttling in some defensive players here.
Just shy of the first down.
Pickens, high snap, right, hit in the backfield. Brogan Sullivan.
Pickens tackled in the backfield by
Sullivan.
Well,
they guessed right again. Sullivan was untouched off of his left side, and he basically got to the football in the shotgun snap about when Pickens got there.
I'll bring up
loss of about three or four, third down and four or five. And Pickens back to throw, looking. Now he's going to be hit. Down he goes again.
Sam Meisner on the tackle, but great team pressure by Lumen Christie as Pickens had to roll to his left, and he kind of slipped on that big W in the middle of the field.
Coverage sack, Tom.
Oh, absolutely, and he was able to, smart enough not to throw it, but Pickens wanted to run, and he had nowhere to go.
Lumen's defense has played beautifully here after the first few plays. They've really settled in. And now it's fourth and about 13. Pickens back to throw. Has time. Throws it long, and that is incomplete. And Lumen
Pickens
takes over.
Matthews falls incomplete.
Right up here at near midfield.
Take over on downs.
Walker Plate was the defensive back on the coverage. Did a good job. Two Titans were back there. I'm glad the official didn't throw a penalty flag, because after Pickens threw it, one of the Titans hit him from behind. Those are always borderline, but boy, one call like that could turn the complexion of this game. So the Titans take over. 6:08 to go in the first half. Lumen Christie leads 28-0, and they've got the ball at the Waterville 47.
Troy Kucha, eye in the backfield. They give it to Tolan, and he's hit right there. He got about a yard.
Tolan on the carry.
Big tackle, Tyler Boland pulled and led that. Only got about a yard, yard and a half or so. Not a great play on first down for the Titans.
Clock runs, 5:40 left till halftime. Titans up 28-0. Tolan deep tailback. They shift. Play action fake. Kucha rolling, looking. Gonna run. Puts his head down, and it looks like he has a first down. Hard running by Troy Kucha, the senior quarterback.
Chizek came up and made the stop, but there were about four maroon shirts there. That was a terrific run
by Melcher and Chizek.
By Troy Kucha, rolled to his right. Looks like it's be about a half yard short.
Boy. Third down and about a half yard. Looks like he got the first there. 4:50 left till halftime. Minder dives for a first down. He was hit hard, but he's got a first down at the 35.
Sophomore tackle Keegan Smith over on the right-hand side, along with Austin Maynard. They just punched a hole right in the Waterville Elite offensive line. First down for the Titans, down to the Waterville Elite 35.
Keegan Smith, Austin Maynard, Ben Pelletier, Tyler Bolin, Ian Williams.
Wade and Chizik.
And the Titans come out first down. 4:25 left till halftime. Cam White in motion out of the backfield. They pitch to Thomas. He turns the corner. He cuts it up. He's hit at about the 30. Might have got five out of that.
Well, both Cam White, who was in motion, a big tight end type guy, he pinned off the inside the defender for Water Valete. And then Minder also with a decent block, good 4 yards on first down for Lumen Christi. Clock is running. We're down to 3:55 to go in the first half. And Lumen Christi with a 28-0 lead.
Tanner Martinez in for Lumen. Usually when he's in the lineup, they throw it to him. Not this time. Good hard run inside the 25-yard line. That should be a first down. And Nick Thomas off the bottom of the pile with a first down, Lumen Christi.
He really is a fine football player. Again, I sound like a broken record.
We'll bring up a tight
great offensive down. Line. A couple of nice weapons 25. In Minder, Tolan, Nick Thomas. Well, you just keep rolling these first downs at you. And by the time the Titans break the huddle, we're down to 3:20 to go in the first half.
Minder, the lone running back, and he has it up the middle, hit hard, but he gets it to the 20-yard line.
Still gets 5 yards.
Big Minder number 70, Eric Carrer, another tackle for Water Valley.
Yeah, Carrer has a bunch of them this afternoon.
That'll bring up second.
But the Titans are marching. It'll be second down and five with 3 minutes now to go in the clock running in the first half. 28-0 lead for Lumen Christi, and the ball is at the Water Valley 20-yard line.
Titans up over the football. And that might be their first mistake of the game.
Tried to get fancy. They had a tight bunch trips to the left. And Dayton Keller was in the backfield as a slot back, and he took off a little bit before the snap count. So it's going to be a procedure penalty of 5 yards. Setting up second and 10.
That's about the first mistake they've made today. Second and 10, ball back at the 25.
Are you cold anymore? I'm not even cold.
Yeah, I'm cold. I am cold. Minder up the middle. Not much there. He's hit hard. Again, Minder, they're still, eight. They've got eight in the box. So their mission, Water Valete, stop the run.
Tackled by Matt Melcher and Ryan Chizek.
Water Valete takes the timeout to stop the clock. We're back in 30 seconds with the Titans up by four touchdowns on WKHM. WKHM.com.
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name changes and branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back. Lumen has a third down and about nine. They're at the Water Valete 24. Following the Water Valete timeout, Kucha hands it off to Tolan. That sprint draw, not much there. Couple yards.
Tolan on the carry. Wade on the tackle. That'll bring up four.
Tolan doesn't look quite as quick out here on the... First of all, he's nursing a bad ankle, and it's a slow track out here. Fourth down for Lumen, and they need seven.
No change of personnel either. It's the same 11 kids that were on the field. Meisner wide to the left.
And Kucha, play action. Wide open, Minder, touchdown! Nobody near Kyle Minder.
Titan touchdown.
Where is the pass defense for Water Valete?
Well, I think they may have overextended themselves. Coochie got nailed as he threw the ball. There was pretty good pressure on him, but he stood in the pocket like a seasoned veteran state championship senior quarterback does, and he threw a bullet to Minder. Minder grabbed it and gets in the end. He was absolutely nobody, as Greg said, anywhere near him. So 22-yard touchdown pass with a minute and 20 seconds left in the first half, and Lumen Christi leads Water Valete 34-0.
They go for two. They hand to Thomas. He's got the two. 36-0 Lumen.
Thomas on the carry. Two-point conversion is good.
This is a mismatch. Now we have a flag down, so hang with us here.
It's after the
Titans.
Must have been after. Was it after the point?
It has to be. Has to be, because we're coming back to midfield to get ready for the kickoff.
Oh, we'll keep it here. Keep it here. Out of town.
In the other Division VI game, a lot of people have been calling me about this. With 8:29 to go in the first half, it is Montague 15, Ithaca 14. Muskegon leads DeWitt 35-0. It's just it's a running clock game over at Grand Haven, where Muskegon's playing the last couple home games. River Rouge leads Bloomfield Hills, Cranbrook, Kingsbrook 7-0. Edwardsburg still leads Lansing Sexton 14-8.
Will be assessed on the kickoff.
In Division 5, Frankenmuth leads Elginac 14-0. In Division 7, Breckenridge and Lake City had no score. And in D8, just to our south, Mendon leads Climax Scots 13-6.
Lumen kicking off from their own 25-yard line. That penalty after the extra point. Cam White kicks it deep. Kieft keeps it down the sideline. Good coverage by Lumen. They've got him out of bounds at about the 42-yard line.
Out to about the 42-yard line will be Panthers first and 10.
So 1:14 to go, 36-0. Not much pep in the step of the Panthers right now as they trickle back out on offense.
It will be first and 10 at the 41-yard line.
And Zach Pickens will try to get something positive here before halftime, which is closing in on us rapidly. Pickens stands back at his own 35. Back to throw it. Going to run. There's a flag. Big hit there. Kyle Minder comes up and drags Pickens down at the 38-yard line. What a player, Zach. Kyle Minder is. 39, they place it. There is a flag. It's holding on Water Valete.
He's the one irreplaceable. He is the heart and soul of the Titans, Kyle Minder.
We do have holding on the play. It'll back us up. Back the Panthers up from.
And, you know, you wouldn't know it. I mean, on a team that stresses teamwork terrifically, you couldn't imagine this team going anywhere without Minder, what he does offensively, and then what you just saw
it
here defensively.
About 23 to go.
Take the ball all the way back to the 26-yard line. First and 26, Pickens back to throw. Little shot over the middle. Lumen missed a tackle. They missed another one. And Matthews is loose. And he'll run out of bounds all the way to the Lumen 35. Just poor tackling there by Lumen. They were in position to make the play and didn't make it.
That was Jacob Aldridge on the grab, and I do think Joe Barrett missed a tackle. A couple of the other Titans didn't really get their hands on him until he finally got knocked out of bounds down at the 36-yard, 37-yard line.
So Pickens back to throw it. Fires incomplete. That was low at the 35. We're down to 46 seconds.
You
left till halftime.
I'll bet you anything on a 70-degree day with nice weather, that toss by Pickens is caught. You know how he threw it kind of low? It's just you can't run these offenses in lousy weather like this.
Pickens rolling, looking and throwing. He had a man wide open there, and it's caught and out of bounds at about around the 30-yard line.
That was Jacob Aldridge again, ran out of bounds by Joe Barrett. 41 seconds to go in the first half. Lumen Christie with a 36-0 lead over Watervliet.
Third down and three. Lumen trying to stay interested here.
Well, don't let them score, because you keep it like this, the second half starts with a running clock.
And Lumen gets the ball.
And they get the ball. This is almost one of these where you don't want halftime.
Pickens throws it out here. It's caught. Good play by Lumen. He did not get the first down. Bobby Willis.
And that was against Kieft. Their fantastic receiver brought down a solo tackle by Bobby Willis.
Outstanding play by Willis. That brings up a fourth down for Watervliet. Fourth and three, and they have to take a timeout. Save the clock here with 29 seconds.
Chocolate milk has essential nutrients.
Left, and we'll keep it here. Tom out of town.
Thank you, Dirk. Halftime. It's Ohio State 35, Michigan State 3.
Good comeback there for the Spartans.
High School Athletic Association.
Montague still leads Ithaca 15-14. Of course, the winner of that one will play Traverse City St. Francis. The winner of our game will advance to the semifinal next Saturday at 1 o'clock against Warren, Michigan Collegiate. Last night, they beat Blissfield 32-6. Boy, Saginaw Swan Valley has a first quarter 7-0 lead over Muskegon Oak Ridge.
Fourth down, they need three to keep it. Lumen's offside. Boy, you just can't. That's a bad mistake there. Nick Thomas went offside. Thomas jumped. They were going to blitz that time and go after the quarterback.
Well, they have shown during
there's
this.
There's also a flag back here at the 40.
During this afternoon, they have shown a great, Joe Williams having a great feel for when to run that blitz, as he's able to shoot those linebackers through those gaps or get somebody off the edge.
And a personal foul on Lumen also.
Yeah, those personal fouls are going to hurt you in the long run. You can't keep playing good teams and be undisciplined like that. You want the kids to be aggressive, but in the long history of the school, you just hate to see the unsportsmanlike or the personal fouls.
So they're moving the ball where? About the 13-yard line. There's 28 seconds left.
At the 12-yard line.
Watervliet trying to get on the board here. They're down 36-0. Lumen gave him a break there. And Pickens back to throw. Rushes on. Lobs it down here in the corner. Knocked away by Bobby Willis.
excellent play by Bobby Willis against a terrific receiver, Bryant Kieft.
Well, we have another flag over here on the near sideline.
Willis right on his hip, and he was able to bat that ball away.
And that's procedure against.
Looks like an illegal procedure.
Water Valley. And you take that penalty, the downs really doesn't mean a lot. You're playing the clock in the field right now. Titans take the penalty, so it'll be first down. The ball's back.
Will be first and 15.
Between the 17 and 18 yard line. No timeouts. Pickens looking. He's going to be hit, and down he goes. Back at near the 25-yard line.
Cam White on the tackle. Nick Thomas, Meisner, and all those kids were there. Excellent call again by Joe Williams, Tony Panici, and the Titans cranked that defense up.
And they did have a timeout, last timeout left.
We'll be second and 19 when we come back.
And 16 seconds to go. 2 o'clock here at WKHM Jackson. Lumen and cruise control right now, 36-0. And trying to keep Water Valley out of the end zone here. Big sack that time for the Titans. And again, they are getting some outstanding play in the secondary. The coverage has been phenomenal so far out in the secondary. Joe Williams out talking to his D. And here we go on second down with 16. Pickens rolling, looking. Throws, caught. And that'll go out of bounds at about the 16-yard line.
Forced out of bounds by Minder.
Archer on the grab, knocked out of bounds by Kyle Minder. Clock will stop. 11 seconds left in the first half.
11 seconds to go. Pickens stands back about the 21. Rolls right. Rushes on. They missed him. And he'll get down inside the 10 out of bounds. 4 seconds.
Forced out of bounds by Minder at about the 9-yard line.
Well, one of the few times that Pickens has been able to elude the Titan defenders is they had a pretty good rush on him. And, you know, he does want to run. He's a great running back type kid. He was a running back a year ago. And he didn't have anybody to throw it to, so he went to his left and was able to get a few yards till he was knocked out of bounds.
4 seconds from the 9-yard line. And now looks like Lumen is going to take a timeout. Talk it over, see what they want to do.
May as well get everything up.
Let's take a quick break, 30 break, and we're right back on WKHM, WKHM.com.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School. At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Here we go, 4 seconds, probably the last play of the half. Water Valley at the 9-yard line. Pickens. Back to throw it. looks and throws, and that is caught. Touchdown.
Touchdown, Panthers. Pass to Keith.
Keith made the catch, and that was... You couldn't have better coverage than Bobby Willis had there. He just threw it right into the ground at the pylon, toward the pylon, and Keith made a great diving catch.
Yeah, very close to being on the ground, but a great job throwing the ball by Pickens. Great hands by Bryant Keeft, their excellent receiver over here on the left-hand side.
So Pickens, now they'll go for two. And flips it out here and knocked away by Luhmann.
That was a Jeremy Bradley got his hand on that. It was able to bat that away. Pickens kind of shoveled it forwards. He just threw it as he was rolling to his left, kind of just tossed it forwards. It wasn't overhand. And Jeremy Bradley with a tremendous play to bat that away. So now as we go into the half, it's Luhmann Christie 36, Watervliet 6.
And we'll take a three break and we'll be back. Talk about it. This Week in High School Sports coming up in just a few. All Luhmann here at halftime, 36-6 on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Does your roof need attention because of bad leaking or damage from severe weather? Turn to the experts at Billy White Roofing. With 22 years of experience, Billy White Roofing provides top-notch guaranteed roof construction, restoration, and leak damage repair for residential homes and commercial buildings. Billy White Roofing, online at BillyWhiteRoofing.com or call Billy White Roofing today at 517-784-0463. That number again, 517-784-0463. Billy White is motivated by properly heating and cooling throughout the year. Contact the experts at Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. For four generations, Ajax has been designing, installing, and maintaining quality systems for commercial businesses. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, family owned and operated. Call 784-6149. Online at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, the home for indoor comfort.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, they offer a transparent car buying experience. They have a fantastic inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned vehicles, giving you the opportunity to explore your options and find a car or truck that you love. Seymour Ford Lincoln believes it is important to be fair and honest in every aspect of their business. Whether you're buying a new Ford car or visiting their service center, Seymour Ford Lincoln will ensure that you never leave unsatisfied with your experience. Seymour Ford Lincoln, online at SeymourFord.net.
Alro Metals Outlet, a retail store for metals, industrial supplies, and plastics. Featuring a broad range of products in a convenient retail setting with hundreds of sizes of metals and plastics, they can cut your order the same day. Alro offers metal and plastic processing, including sawing and shearing in-house for bars, sheet, and plate. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfer, machine shops, and maintenance departments. They sell remnants as well as standard length material. Alro Metals Outlet at 409 North Wisner and at alro.com/metalsoutlet.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
We're at the half, 36-6 for the Titans, who took advantage of a rash of Watervliet errors to start the game. First of all, the quarterback, Zach Pickens, fumbled the ball, gave Luhmann a very short field, and then two straight kicks were loose. Luhmann recovered and immediately took those in, and they were up 22-0 before you could sit down here. Troy Kucha, 5 of 6, 99 yards and a touchdown. Kyle Minder ran 14 for 62. Tolan, 8 carries, just 36 yards. Nick Thomas ran for 25, and Kucha had one big run and 19 yards. So those are not stats that will knock you over, but it's 36-6. Defense was outstanding in the first half. Even the touchdown play took it almost a perfect pass by Pickens into that corner, and Keefe made a diving catch there with Bobby Willis all over him to get that touchdown just before halftime. Tom, out of town?
Well, let's start in Division 6, where at halftime, Montague leads Ithaca 15-14. The winner of that game will play Traverse City St. Francis, beat Millington. Close game, Traverse City St. Francis 33, Millington 26. You recall, Millington played Lumen Christi last year in the state semifinals. In Division 1, at halftime, it's Holland West Ottawa 22, Clarkston 6. In Division 3, it's all Muskegon as Muskegon leads DeWitt 35-0. In Division 4, Lansing Sexton having a little bit of trouble down here at Edwardsburg as the Eddies of Edwardsburg in the suburbs of South Bend, Edwardsburg leads Lansing Sexton 30-14. Halftime score in Division 4, River Rouge leads Bloomfield Hills Cranbrook Kingswood 7-0. In Division 5, it's Saginaw Swan Valley over Muskegon Oak Ridge 14-0. And Frankenmuth also leads Algonac 14-0 in Division 5. In 7, Breckenridge and Lake City are still scoreless. Pawama Westphalia leads Elkton Pigeon Bayport Laker 14-0. And in Division 8, it's Iron River West Iron County over Frankfort at the half 7-0. Mendon leads Climax Scots 14-6. And down near Toledo, it's Ottawa Lake Whiteford 32, Clarkston Everest Collegiate 14.
Coming up, we'll take a one-minute break this week in high school sports with John Johnson and friends. And we'll be back here in 7 or 8 minutes. We're at the half here on WKHM, Lumen Christi 36, Waterville Elite 6, 970, 101.5 FM, and WKHM.com.
Where's the magic? Why? It's at the Collector's Zone. They have everything from memorabilia to trading cards and so much more. Check out the autographed Michigan and Michigan State memorabilia. Comic books? They've got those too. The latest sports cards? Check. Magic the Gathering? You know it. Don't forget protection, display, and storage products for all your collectibles. The Collector's Zone, where there's magic. Located at 1425 Wildwood Avenue. Check them out on the web at www.thecollectorszone.net or call 517-788-8498.
Why is it important that Auto Owners Insurance helped repair over 300,000 vehicles last year? Well, over 450 of those vehicles belonged to volunteer firefighters. And because their claims were handled quickly, they were able to focus on what they do best.
It's gonna be all right.
Which was very important to 5-year-old Jenny Wilson. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Jill Feierstein, Brandy Fowler, Joe Wolf, or Larry Mazarek at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
Double Double for Die, The Survey Says, and Perps and Vicks. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. They're still celebrating a second MHSAA girls golf title in 3 years at Traverse City West, and the incredible performance of junior Annika Dye, who claimed her second straight individual title. Dye blew the field away at the Lower Peninsula Division I meet, winning by 8 strokes, carding a first-round 69, only the 11th time anyone has ever broken 70 at the finals, and her final total of 141 was the fourth lowest in finals history.
I was on a roll. I didn't really know what I was doing. I just kept going with it. The second day was a different story. I struggled a little more, but that first day was really, really, really fun.
Dye, a four-point student who finished second individually as a freshman, averaged 69.6 strokes per round for the season. You can read more about Annika Dye on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Coldwater's girls volleyball team, which capped off a perfect season in Interstate 8 play this past weekend by winning the league tournament. Jasmine Willette had 38 kills and 33 blocks in the title match with Marshall. and longtime Michigan wrestling official James McLogan of South Haven, who was named to the 2018 National Wrestling Hall of Fame last week. You may recall that McLogan was recently presented the Congressional Medal of Honor for his life-saving acts as a medic during the Vietnam War. Athletes should choose foods high in nutrients, like lean meats, whole grain carbohydrates, and fats that are liquid rather than solid at room temperature. Quality food means better performance. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
Over the years, the officiating industry has really struggled with the fact that there's been very little data out there to really understand who officials are. This kind of data would be very helpful as the MHSAA continues to recruit, retain, and train our officials. The National Association of Sports Officials just conducted a national survey in which nearly 20,000 amateur sports officials responded about who they are, their education level, and where they're from. It's with some of this national data that will now allow us to make better decisions as we continue to recruit and keep the officiating ranks in Michigan strong.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted. Just whistle. Go online now to the MHSAA website to be a referee. A sad sign of the times is folks who have gotten into trouble portraying themselves as the victim. And yes, that mindset rears its ugly head in sports, even high school sports. When some of the most basic rules of eligibility or competition are broken, either unintentionally or intentionally, and don't tell me there aren't folks out there intentionally breaking the rules, the popular card to play now is the kid card. Yes, the kid card. If you really cared about the kids, they wouldn't have to forfeit, is a common theme, as if there should be no penalty for a school breaking a rule. And when you think about it, the real victim is the school, or schools, and those kids that followed the rules and had their seasons ended by one which didn't. The issue of forfeiture for the use of ineligible players has been revisited time and time again since schools first created the rule, and schools have decided every time that forfeiture should still be the penalty for playing an ineligible. The value of school sports is teaching the values of a level playing field. Everybody playing by, and when necessary, being penalized by the same set of rules. It preserves the integrity of the games. So when parents, and even coaches and school administrators, play the kid card, it really makes me wonder, when did the perps become the vics? Join us again next time for another edition of This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.
Alro Plastics is a distributor of engineered plastic shapes and has been located in Jackson since 1987. Our product offerings include plastic sheet, rod, tube, and machine parts. Processing capabilities include saw cutting, water jet, routing, milling, drilling, tapping, bending, forming, and welding. Alro Plastics' focus is on helping customers select the proper materials for their application, as well as cutting and shipping the same day the order is placed. Alro Plastics, located at 2218 Enterprise Drive in Jackson, or place an order online at alroplastics.com. Alro, your supermarket for plastics.
South Central Michigan Virtual provides an interactive and media-rich education in a student-centered learning environment. Students from kindergarten through 12th grade enjoy the benefits of online learning and in-person certified teachers. Located in the Jackson Crossing Mall, SCMV utilizes state-of-the-art technology to enhance our students' learning experience, including virtual reality field trips. Tuition is free and there are over 1,500 courses available. Enroll today at miscmv.org. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning comes alive.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
And welcome back to Water Valley. We're still, well, the two teams are trickling back to the field, so we're still 3-4 minutes away. Start of the second half, Lumen Christi 36-6. The people here are probably in shock. Again, Troy Kucha, 5-6, 99 yards, and a touchdown. Dayton Keller caught 3 of those passes for 43. Cam White, a catch for 34. And Mender with the touchdown reception, 22-yard touchdown catch. Tolan, 36. Thomas, 25. Kucha, 19. And Kyle Mender, 62 yards. So Lumen has about 130 yards rushing. They have 100 yards passing, yet they have put up 36 points due to the rash of early turnovers by Water Valley. Pickens hit 11 of 17, 98 yards, that late touchdown in the first half. Rushing yardage, Pickens has 11 carries for 15 yards. That's it. As the Titans get back out here, and Water Valley right behind him, and Lumen Christi will get the football to start the second half. All eyes here on that Ithaca-Montague game, Ratch.
Still halftime where Montague is leading Ithaca in a game played at Montague. Montague leads Ithaca 15-14.
Let's take a two-minute break, and we'll come back and get ready for the second half with Lumen up 30 on WKHM, WKHM.com.
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name changes and branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
George, it's cold. Turn on the furnace.
Honey, I think you're going to be cold tonight.
You'd better call Able Heating and Cooling and get that furnace checked before we...
Back to Geo.
South Central Michigan Virtual provides an interactive and media-rich education in a student-centered learning environment. Students from kindergarten through 12th grade enjoy the benefits of online learning and in-person certified teachers. Located in the Jackson Crossing Mall, SCMV utilizes state-of-the-art technology to enhance our students' learning experience, including virtual reality field trips. Tuition is free and there are over 1,500 courses available. Enroll today at miscmv.org. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning comes alive.
George, it's cold. Turn on the furnace.
Honey, I think you're going to be cold tonight.
You'd better call Able Heating and Cooling and get that furnace checked before we need it every day.
Call Able Heating and Cooling at 517-568-5522 to schedule a repair or free evaluation to learn how you can move up to a new level of comfort and efficiency with a highly efficient and reliable York system. Able Heating and Cooling, keeping Jackson County at a perfect 70 degrees. Call 517-568-5522 or visit able-heating.com.
To GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Great group of sponsors with us for playoff football, including Denny's out on Airport Road, the Jackson YMCA, Lumen Christi Catholic School, Wilby Transit, Billy White Roofing. Be a rough day to put a roof on today. I hope Billy White gave him the day off today. Man. Jackson Area Subway Sub Shops, our player of the game. Seymour Ford Lincoln, White's Chicken, Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, heating today, no air conditioning. The Craft Agency, Advanced Fluid Technologies, Tom Coffee, Soft Water, part of our group here today on WKHM. 101.5 FM and 970 AM. So Lumen will get this second half kickoff they can punch one in, we'll get to a running clock here. And we would have had a running clock if Waterville Elite would not have scored on the last play of the first half. Kind of a crosswind there. I think both teams trying to figure out which direction.
It definitely is. As you look at the flag over there in the west.
It's kind of picked up a little bit.
Yeah, the west end zone. It's chilly. I mentioned, actually, while the Titans were leading 36-0, I didn't feel cold whatsoever. And then when Waterville Elite scored to make it 36-6.
You started to feel cold?
Yeah, I got a little chillier up here.
About 10 minutes, I'm going to go start your car.
Well, we
warm
can
that baby up.
We can start it from here and get those heated seats, and that heated steering wheel is a great. You know, this microphone that we have to hold is cold.
You want a glove?
Well, I've got gloves. Okay. I just won't wear it.
You might try one.
I actually have a jacket on for the first time all season.
So Waterville Elite will kick off. Lumen will go from your right to your left on your 970 dial. Short squib kick, and Lumen falls on it at the 48-yard line, so they'll have great field position to start the second half.
Sam Meisner on the recovery up in that front line for Lumen Christie. Sam, kind of an unsung hero of the Titan team.
Played very well.
He plays a lot of positions, too. He's a defensive stalwart, and he comes in and plays a little bit on offense, and he does that good job on special teams.
They have a lot of players like Sam Meisner that do a lot of different things. Out of the eye in the backfield. Tolan, 50, 45. Tolan the 40, 35, down to the 32-yard line. Sebastian Tolan's best run of the game.
And to me, that's the best part of the whole thing, is it's two tight ends and a balanced line in a tight, actually an I formation, a power eye in the backfield, and a very fine run by Sebastian Tolan. He got the Titans good yardage there. He has been removed again. I saw him go off the field. I don't know how much Lumen Christie is going to use him.
Why would you? You're not 100%.
It's true.
And you've got a Nick Thomas. Here's Minder. Look at Minder drive and break tackles, and he's down for, it looks like, a first down, 21-yard line.
Well, he gives the Titans that toughness that certainly rubs off on everybody.
And Kucha runs the ship beautifully, doesn't he, Tom?
Yeah, he does. He's become a very fine leader, and even right there, that offensive line, it was 62, Austin Maynard at left guard that Minder ran that fullback buck for a 10-yard gain off of.
21-yard line. Minder driving, and he's got a couple.
That time to the right side didn't get quite as many yards, but again,
about four.
4 yards on first down's a win. It'll be second down and six. As the Titans are driving, leading 36-6 over Waterville Elite here in the Division 6 Regional Championship.
Winner plays Warren Michigan Collegiate next Saturday.
We'll be second in about six.
Minder, the lone running back. Thomas in motion. He gets it on the jet sweep. Cuts it up, and he's got a first down for Lumen. He's inside the 10-yard line to the 9, first and goal Titans.
Really impressive job by Cam White in that right side of the line, kind of the jet sweep look. White was able to, and he doesn't like to run to the pylon in the sideline. He likes to cut it up, and he did. He found enough space to get a first down inside the 10.
From the 9-yard line, Smith, Maynard, Pelletier, Bolin, Williams up front. Kucha to Thomas. He's at the 5 before he's hit there by Wade.
Yeah, Anthony Wade's had a good game for Waterville Elite.
Wade and Keith on the tackle.
And Keeft.
We'll be second and goal.
Well, you do look out there, Greg, and it's a typical small school situation, too, where Waterville Elite has an awful lot of kids going both ways.
Well, like you said, they're both small.
They're both small.
From the 5-yard line, it's second and goal. Kucha to Minder. He dives right down near the goal line. He's just outside the goal line.
Minder on the carry.
The bruising fullback linebacker, Kyle Minder.
Did mention earlier, Watervliet is the smallest school in Division 6. The line between 6 and 7 was drawn just under them. Lumen Christi is the third smallest school in Division 6.
Keegan Smith has to come out. He lost his helmet there.
Replaced by Michael Richards.
Well, Mike Richards in. The ball's at the 1. The clock runs with 8:50 to go in the third. And Kucha for the touchdown.
Kucha and the keeper.
Troy Kucha, the 1-yard quarterback sneak. And the Titans score again. And they have 42 points.
Third rushing touchdown of the afternoon for senior quarterback Troy Kucha. And with 8:40 to go in the third quarter, it's Lumen Christi 42 and Watervliet 6.
I'm not good with math, Tom, but that's a running clock, isn't it?
It will be.
Okay. Lumen has ditched the extra points. They give it to Thomas, and he's in.
Goal line right, left half, power at 3. All the former Titans players that are listening know exactly what I just said. And Nick Thomas gets the PAT run. So with 8:40 to go in the third, we'll have a running clock and the point differential rule as it's Lumen Christi 44, Watervliet 6.
Quick break, 30 break, right back on WKHM, WKHM.com.
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name changes and branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
GOC, Tom Ranchford, Josh Anker. Here's the kick. Run back by Kieft. And he'll go out of bounds around the 35-yard line or so. For Lumen, Jared Bolt on the kick team.
Forced out of bounds by
put it right at about the 35.
Forced out of bounds by Bradley.
Pickens pitches. Keith's going to throw back.
Boy, was that well covered.
And that is almost intercepted by Nick Thomas.
Oh, was that well covered by Lumen Christi. Sam Meisner ran right with Pickens as
we have a flag on Cam White. Hit Keith after he threw it.
Well, it was a fancy, it was a trick play where he Pickens was going to run the sideline. He tossed it to Keefe to the right side. Keefe threw it back to him. But I think it was Sam Meisner who ran stride for stride with Pickens. Lumen Christi was not fooled.
No.
And then Nick Thomas came from his safety position and doggone near made the interception.
So a 15-yard walk-off. That's really all Watervliet's done is they've got a couple big penalties on Lumen. That's really been it. That penalty set up their touchdown.
49-yard line.
Pickens out of the gun. First down, 49-yard line. High snap. He's going to run it. And he's down to about the 45-yard line. A pickup of 6 on first down.
Tackle by Sam Meisner. We just talked about all the good things he's done. He's just made two really good plays in a row.
Second down, Pickens going to run again. Beautiful play. Kyle Mender reached out. Oh, and now he's hurt.
Tripped up by.
Wonder if he fell on his shoulder, Tom. Like you said, there's a kid you cannot afford to lose.
He is the one irreplaceable guy in the whole outfit.
It's a leg. Hopefully it's a cramp. The way they're looking at him, it's a cramp. Is that you assess that, Dr. Ratchford?
The effect that Herb hasn't come out, just the trainer is there, yes. Remember, he had that problem early in the season. Remember, he wasn't on the field at the West Catholic game when West Catholic went down to drive.
Yeah, there's not. Herb would be out there if there was something.
Hey, he's on his feet now. Walking off under his own power.
That's a hell of a player there.
You just, with 7:11 to go in the game, in the third quarter, Lumen Christie leads 44-6.
Third down, about seven. And the clock is running.
You can't let up. I mean, Water Vliet scores 50, 60 points a game. You just can't. You can't let off the gas, but I'm trying to see who came in for him.
Jared Bolt playing in the middle.
And he's done a good job.
Delay of game on.
Isn't that something coming up? That's hard to believe. I mean, did they not see that the official started the play clock back up? Because we waited while they walked.
Well, they were over in the huddle here.
Yeah.
And the clock was running. Third and 12 now, and Pickens stands back near the 40. Rashawn, throw is a nice catch by Garrett Matthews. Will bring up a fourth and about six.
And Joe Barrett with a terrific tackle right at the 47.
Yeah, Barrett just drilled Matthews.
Will be fourth and about six.
So fourth down. No kick here. See if Pickens doesn't run it here. Back to throw. Looking. There he goes. Now he throws it down the middle. Dropped! Would have been a touchdown. Keith dropped it. Wow, he got behind Kamal Harris and dropped the football.
That was Garrett Matthews, number three, Greg, that got separation, and he got past Kamal Harris. Bad mistake, but Matthews, number three, dropped the ball.
Yeah, it was Matthews. And now Lumen takes the ball at the 47.
Yeah, that would have been a touchdown. So the clock continues to run. 5:25 to go in the third quarter. Lumen Christie leads 44-6.
Really the only time, Tom, they've really gotten behind the secondary all day.
I think so, yeah.
And then they dropped it. On first down, nothing fancy here for the Titans. And is
Mender back in?
Either that or Brogan Sullivan. That's Brogan Sullivan, the carry, and he gets about 5 yards.
You know, go back to that drop pass, and I said this. It's 30 degrees out. It's windy. It's dark. It's cold.
It's not easy.
It's not a good – just
– You have to love football to be out there today.
Well, my point is the deeper we get into the playoffs and we get to Ford Field, look at all the teams that you'll see running T formations and tight ends – instead of all this spread nonsense that you can't run in Michigan in the late fall.
Kucha throws it out here, caught for a first down.
Good grab by Kalahar. Very nice Kalahar grab there by Cody Kalahar.
Boone on the tackle.
Tackle down there by Trent Boone on the far side, but not until Kalahar got the Titans a first down.
Oh, Cody Kalahar with his first catch. 38-yard line, and a first down looming. So, again, Mender, that was a cramp. He limped off the field. I don't think we'll see him again, and I don't think we'll see Tolan again. And there's Sullivan. And he's being dragged down, late whistle.
Never
got about a yard.
They never did drag him down. He stayed on his feet the entire time. The official, I like that. He was going to be tackled. The official blew the whistle as they stopped forward progress. Saves a lot of injuries.
Got about 2 yards. Second down and 8. Clock runs and runs. It can't run quick enough, really, for either team. 3:10 to go. And the semifinals are lurking again next Saturday. Kucha, Sullivan. A couple 3 or 4 yards for Brogan Sullivan.
Sullivan on the carry.
Backup fullback. And that'll bring up a third, about 5.
Tackled by that inferior line of your Panthers. That'll bring up 3rd and 5.
Clock down to 2:25 to go in the third. 44-6, Titans. They shift both tight ends. They pitch it back. There's a flag. Thomas is dragged down at the 35.
Luma Christie's fullback, Brogan Sullivan, got off about a half a count before the snap.
We do have a flag on the play. Illegal procedure on the Titans.
Probably declined by Watervliet.
One of the few times the clock stops on a penalty. 2:10 to go in the third.
I'm surprised they took that. That would have been 4th and about 5. Now it's 3rd and 10.
That'll bring up 3rd and 10.
Two minutes to go in the third. Lumen has scored the only touchdown of the third quarter and converted on the two-point and lead 44-6. On third down, Kucha, that little stop pass to Kalahar. And he got about 4 or 5 yards and got knocked down, brings up a fourth down. Tom?
A couple of Saginaw area scores in Division 7. It's Pewamo Westphalia 14, Elkton Pigeon Bayport nothing. And with a minute and 24 left in the first half, Saginaw Swan Valley leads Muskegon Oak Ridge 28-0.
Lumen has a 4th and about 7 here. Cooch is in a gun. They shift out of that. They tried to bark him offside. Now they'll take a timeout. Watervliet almost bit on that.
They were penalized.
Also, they'll kick it here.
Yep, they took the penalty. They'll move the ball back to the 40.
Delay of game penalty will make it 4th and about 12.
They didn't try to take a penalty there, did they? Clock, of course, stops on a penalty.
High snap. Got that kick away. Picked up by Pickens, and there are 9 Titans on him.
Make that 10.
That
personifies the afternoon Watervliet has had. Pickens, their finest player, grabs it smart inside the 10-yard line, but 9 white shirts were there to tackle him.
Trying to figure out how they didn't block that kick.
Wasn't very high, was it?
Well, the snap was very high. Clock runs 25 seconds left in the third. County National Bank, Penn Chiropractic, OmniSource, Northwest Schools, Collector Zone, American Title Company, the Protection Center, Elrose Steel, part of our group, with Corrigan Oil, Express Stop by BP Marathon. Pickens, a running play, a rare running play. That might be the first one of the day where Pickens actually handed off to a running back. That ends the fourth quarter. He got about 3 yards. So after three, Lumen 44, Waterville 6. Back in a minute on WKHM, WKHM.com.
George, it's cold. Turn on the furnace.
Honey, I think you're going to be cold tonight.
You'd better call Able Heating and Cooling and get that furnace checked before we need it every day.
Call Able Heating and Cooling at 517-568-5522 to schedule a repair or free evaluation to learn how you can move up to a new level of comfort and efficiency with a highly efficient and reliable York system. Able Heating and Cooling, keeping Jackson County at a perfect 70 degrees. Call 517-568-5522 or visit able-heating.com. Wilby Transit Mix, family owned for five generations. Jackson's only locally owned ready mix concrete supplier. Wilby Transit Mix sells professional concrete tools and tools for the do-it-yourselfer too. Wilby Transit Mix is a Stonecraft and Dutch quality dealer. They offer a huge variety of cultured stone and have a fully stocked block yard with bagged masonry products. Need driveway gravel? They have it. And other aggregates for delivery or pickup. Wilby Transit Mix, online at wilbytransitmix.com.
To GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Waterville has a second and seven. Pickens going to run it, and he's wide open into the secondary. And he made Thomas miss and down the sideline. And finally knocked out of bounds, or he stepped out of bounds, and then Two Titan tacklers ran into each other.
Carter Reynolds had just entered the game for Lumen Christie, and he ran right inside of him.
That would be after first down at the midfield line.
Really the first time any kid from Waterville's gotten open in the last hour or so.
So we're underway in the fourth. Waterville's 48-yard line. Pickens going to run again up the middle. Steps out of a couple tackles, breaks one, hit from behind, and all the way down to the Lumen 31-yard line.
Yeah, he got through a tackle by Sam Meisner right there. So much that Meisner's jersey even has come over. His right shoulder pad is sticking out. That's a pretty good run there by Pickens.
But too little, too late for Mr. Pickens today. Ball at the 31. Hands it off. Good tackle there in the interior.
That was Meisner.
Sammy Meisner made the stop.
He and Reynolds had switched. The Titans do a lot of intricate things defensively depending on the personnel. And they're very well coached by Joe Williams, Tony Panici. They get those kids, and they play their positions, but they do a lot of special work where they go to one side or the other.
Pickens back at the 35. Back to throw. He lobs it down the sideline. He's got a man open, but it's out of bounds. Matthews caught it, but he was out of bounds.
Walker Plate, Kamel Harris over there, and a little bit concerning is I don't know if either one of them had that man up the sideline.
Let's call it a zone defense there.
That's known as a teaching point.
Third and seven. .44-6, Lumen. And Pickens looks, runs, and he's going to be clobbered. Fourth down coming up.
Pickens on the Nick key. Thomas, number 10 on the tackle.
Thomas on the stop.
Nick Thomas. He has had a heck of a game.
Well, he filled in very admirably offensively for Sebastian Tolan, who only got a couple of runs, nursing an injury from last week.
Fourth down and six. Pickens out of the gun. 8:40 to go in the game. Pickens flips it out, incomplete. Lumen football.
Jeremy Bradley on the coverage as the pass was thrown to Ryan Chizik. But again, quite a bit of pressure by that Titan front on quarterback Zach Pickens.
Second outstanding play by Jeremy Bradley.
It will be first and 10.
That was intended for the senior, Ryan Chizik. And Bradley was right there with the coverage. Tom?
End of the third quarter, Ohio State 48, Michigan State 3. Ouch.
Yeah, that's about what I expected. First down. Barrett in at quarterback. And they run for a yard or so. Hey, a lot of the backups in for Lumen.
While you sort that out, end of the third quarter down in near South Bend, it's Edwardsburg 38, Lansing Sexton 22. So J.W. Sexton hanging in there.
Second and about eight to go.
In Division 7, Lake City now leads Breckenridge 12-6. Fourth quarter action, Holland West Ottawa leads Clarkston. Actually, Clarkston has now come back and tied it. Holland West Ottawa and Clarkston tied at 22.
Joe Barrett in at quarterback. They handed off to, I believe that was Bull, for a yard or so. Starters are on the bus right now for Lumen. Won't see them again.
No, good. Good effort. 6:50 to go. Clock runs. Titans lead 44-6. Trip to the semifinals on the way next Saturday at 1. Certainly don't want to mess anything up and get somebody hurt when you don't have to.
Cooper White out over the football. Barrett dragged down from behind, slammed down.
Barrett on the keeper.
By Kieft.
We'll bring up
and Lumen will punt one here with 6 minutes to go. Last time they went to kick, the snap was high and slow, and they almost blocked it. Cameron White standing back at the 14. Better snap this time. Blocked. And that is picked up and won't be a touchdown.
Black punt is on the recovery. Panthers take it down to about the 7-yard line.
The Water Valley will have it down. They almost blocked the last one.
Yeah, one of the linemen there, 64 or 54, picked it up and got a little bit of a return.
So they'll get it at the Lumen, about 7-yard line. And Lumen has the backups in on defense. And the clock runs under 5 minutes.
It will be Panthers first and goal.
And we have a timeout on the field with exactly 5 minutes to go. 1 minute break. We'll be back. WKHM, WKHM.com.
Looking for great gas prices in a location that's open early or late? Then you're looking for an express stop fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline. Stop in, and while you're there, grab any size coffee or a cappuccino up to 20 ounces for only a buck. Express Stop, fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline, has 11 convenient locations in the Jackson area. So if you're looking for great gas prices, whether it's early morning or late night, then you'll find just that at Express Stop, fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline. Express Stop, all you need all the time.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2017 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
As we come back, Pickens lobs one into the corner. Keith made the catch. About a 7-yard touchdown. And Waterville lead up to 12. Lumen had no starters in the game, and they have sent those guys over to the heater.
Kind of the same thing as the first pre-district game against Quincy and the district game against Michigan Center. You see it quite often during the Titan season. The subs get scored on.
Run the same play, and it's caught.
Pass to Keith.
That was really pretty good. Jack Kelly, a sophomore defensive back, was right next to Keith, but Keith went up over the top of him and made the grab on the two-point conversion.
So 44-14, under 5 to go. And we'll see the onside kick coming up for Waterville.
Well, the worst part of it now is the score at 44-14 goes back to a 30-point differential. So that means these last 4:55 will be played with normal clock rules.
Action for orthopedic rehab specialists, Able Heating and Cooling, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Advanced Fluid Technologies with the Kraft Agency.
Will is back deep for the Titans.
Jackson Public Schools. And we just heard from Jeff Bontrager, the Northwest Schools.
Will not the kick for the Panthers.
Onside kick coming up for Waterville. They do this anyway, so this is nothing new for them. And it's nice grab by Dayton Keller.
And the kick is recovered by Keller.
And Lumen has it at the Waterville 47. Keller came up and caught that bouncing ball, which sometimes can't be easy.
Yeah, it only went 7 yards. There was no, wasn't a real good onside kick attempt by Waterville. Traveled 7 yards. Keller advanced quickly. He's a good football player. Also came up and made the play. So now 4:54 to go in the ball game. Lou and Christie leads Waterville 44-14, and the Titans subs take over. First and 10 at the Waterville 47.
Hayes down the carry.
Lumen runs for a yard or so.
Noah Page
taken down by a host of Panthers. It will be second
on the carry, gain of one, and I suspect we'll have a couple
three of those.
A couple, yep.
Maybe they'll try to get a kickoff again. We're down to 4:15 to go. Backups are in with Joe Barrett. Second back, clobbered.
Physic on the stop.
No, it's just a sellout to the run. Siciliano. Get at the line of scrimmage.
Giovanni Siciliano tackled by Ryan Chizik.
Problem for Waterville. They couldn't do that an hour ago.
Chizik removed from the game. Coach Jeremy Alexander gave him a big hug. The assistant coaches are giving him a hug. That'll be the last play of Ryan Chizik's career. 6'2", 190-pound senior. Good player.
Third down. Barrett pitches it to Siciliano. And he got a couple yards.
good
down
tough.
To the 45.
Yeah, good tough run by Giovanni Siciliano. Tackled by Wade and Lynch.
Wade and Lynch on the stop.
Yeah, Lumen will try to kick it again.
We'll bring up fourth and about eight.
Under three to go.
So fourth down, and Lumen Christie will at least get into punt formation.
White booms this one. Inside the 10, run back. Not very far. Zach Pickens out to the 14-yard line.
Pickens on the carry. It'll be Panthers first and 10.
Been a pretty long day for Zach Pickens.
Jeremy Bradley again. Nice play at the bottom of the pile. Good job by
Carter White. Reynolds was there also.
Yeah, good job by 99 Cam White to get that punt away. Probably good officiating too. Water Vliet had entered a kid onto the field a little bit late. Rather than mess around with that particular call, they just let it go.
Lumen does not have 11, so they take a timeout. Yeah, we'll take a break here, 60-second break. See what's going on the out-of-town scoreboard when we come back on WKHM, WKHM.com.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit White'sRestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event. From weddings to holiday parties, White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
A school safety reminder from American Title Company. Adults should always be on the lookout for kids, especially in a school zone. We all know that sometimes doesn't happen. Children should not expect the cars to look out for them. Parents need to encourage their children to always be cautious when crossing streets. Also, don't let your children wear headphones or play video games while walking to school. They should always be aware of what's happening around them. A school safety reminder from American Title Company.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, White's Chicken, Seymour Ford, Wilby Transit, Billy White Roofing, Lumen Christie Catholic School, YMCA, Jackson Y, Denny's, and the Jackson Area Subway Sub Shops. Here's Pickens, lobs it out here, incomplete. Good job by the sophomore out there with the coverage.
Jack Kelly again on the coverage for Lumen Christie.
Third down and 10 for the Panthers. 2:26 left. 3 o'clock at WKHM Jackson. We'll have a quick wrap after this game and get you to Michigan, Maryland. And tonight, the Red Wings, Columbus, here on the network. Pickens fires. And that was behind Matthews, incomplete, fourth down.
Pass to Matthews, falls incomplete.
Just heard from Dan Crowley over at Albion College. His son Coley playing his final game for the Britons this afternoon. Albion College leads Kalamazoo College 17-0 with 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Fourth down here, Pickens looking. Fires, caught. That'll be a first down at the 40.
Boy, he threw a strike, didn't he? And I know it's against the subs, and I know he was under pressure, but you can see Zach Pickens is a good football player. Titans beat a real, real good football team this afternoon.
Number 81, Johnson on the tackle.
Pickens fires one out here, caught. Lumen.
Pass to Matthews is complete.
On Matthews, short game, 4 or 5 yards out to the 45. Clock rolls, 1:50 to go.
Got a final in Division III. Muskegon beat DeWitt 49-0. And Ithaca has scored to take a 20-15 lead at Montague.
Pickens back to throw. A lot of time. Throws it deep. And they throw a flag.
Pass to Aldrich falls incomplete. There's
Water Valiant making some yardage here against the backups. Out there for Lumen was Brandon Johnson or Matthew Saunders.
They have 281s.
So they get a first down.
Will be pass interference on the Titans.
Probably penalties have given Water Valiant more first downs than offense here in the game. Pickens throws. That's caught by Keefe. And he... Does he get in?
No, he didn't get in. That was a heck of a play there. That was a heck of a play by 52, Brendan Doan.
Brendan Doan kept him, knocked him out at the one. Siciliano is being held down there at about the 10. And they hand it off. And a touchdown. 1 yard plunge for Dylan Lynch.
So a couple of touchdowns here in the last few minutes by Water Valiant's starters against the Titans subs. Brings the score, Lumen Christi 44, Water Valiant 20 with a minute and 22 left in the game.
And Pickens on the two, looking, running and throwing, and that is caught for two.
That was caught by number three, Garrett Matthews, and it's 44-20.
Let's take a final break here, our last break, 1 minute. We'll come back, try to clean this thing up, and get you to Michigan and Maryland. We're right back on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Denny's new seasonal pancakes give you a taste of the holidays, even if it is a little early. Along with the taste of the holidays with pumpkin cream, cranberry orange, and white chocolate raspberry, we're going to give you some sounds of the holidays. Ho, ho, ho! Now some smells of the holidays. This probably wasn't a great idea for radio. Just use your imagination. Pumpkin cream. Get a taste of the holidays with Denny's new holiday pancake lineup. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
The Kraft Agency, your local auto owner's agent, doesn't need a mascot to take care of your insurance. They're more interested in getting to know you so they can understand exactly what you need. By having a local Jackson office, they're easy to meet with and are willing to explain your best options and answer any questions. So remember, when it comes to taking care of your family, don't fall for the gimmicks. Just call the Kraft Agency or visit them online at thecraftagency.com, your local auto owner's agent.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Side kick, I believe that was Dayton Keller again. And they should be able to just run the clock out here. Buck 20 to go. And they'll make it to the final four. Subway Sub Shop player of the game is Nick Thomas for Lumen Christi. Barrett hands it off a couple yards. And the clock runs. We're down to a minute.
Langley on the carry.
Dalton Langley.
taken down by Bell and Kim.
Delton Langley picks up about 4 feet. So Ithaca has taken the lead over Montague. That's got to be late.
There's 8:52 left in the game. Ithaca 20, Montague 15.
We're very trustworthy. Second down and 9. And Joe Barrett takes a knee.
And Barrett takes a knee. We remind you, folks.
And they should let that clock run out, shouldn't they?
I would.
Yeah, they haven't put the ball in play yet. Now they do. And we will not need another snap. And Lumen Christi rolls into the semis, 44-22, but they led 36-0 just before halftime. They led 44-6 much of the second half in this drubbing. A couple late touchdowns against the backups by Water Valley, all Lumen Christi. They made their own breaks early, Tom, and just a dominant performance. What was impressive, the defense.
This team had scored 50 to 60 to 70 points a game at will. And when it mattered, it was 44-6. I mean, they just completely throttled them, and they beat them up front with that tremendous offensive line by Lumen Christi. A couple of breaks early, Lumen Christi scored first on a 4-yard touchdown run by Sebastian Toland. And then a squib kick was recovered by Lumen Christi. They scored on a 10-yard run by Troy Kucha. The next squib kick was recovered again by Lumen Christi. They scored on a 1-yard run by Kucha very near the end of the first quarter. It was already 22-0, and a lot of the wind had been taken out of Water Valley's sails. At halftime, Lumen Christi led 36-6. End of the third quarter, it was 44-6, and the final score was 44-22, Lumen Christi.
So next Saturday, 1 o'clock, Lumen will play in the semi against Warren, Michigan Collegiate.
Wherever it is, we're hoping it just gets warmer.
We'll be
it's
there.
It's supposed to have a warm, a warming trend. A
little bit, just a touch. Could you start your car, please?
I can start it with my smartphone app.
Please do that. I need some
We can start my Lincoln with my app.
Thanks to all of our great sponsors. Get set, Michigan. Maryland is next. Lumen smokes Water Valley 44-22. Nick Thomas, our Subway Sub Shop player of the game for Tom Ratchford, Josh Ankrell, Greg O'Connor. Thanks for your time this time. Till next time.